Working across cultures. 3. Doing business internationally. Track 23.
So, Sven, how did it go, your trip to São Paulo?
Not too well. I felt a bit out of my depth while I was there. And I'm not sure I can work with Pedro Oliveira. We are very different.
What happened?
Well, I set up the appointment with Pedro 2 weeks before, and when I got to São Paulo, I confirmed by phone. Mm-hmm. There was a heavy thunderstorm that day. I arrived on time, but Pedro wasn't there. He turned up over an hour later, said something about traffic delays because of the storm, then shook my hand warmly, grabbed my arm and led me into his office. Uh-huh. Next thing, he offered me a cup of very strong coffee. I thanked him but said no. I'd already had 2 cups of coffee at my hotel. Then he said, "We're very proud of our coffee here in Brazil." I wondered if I'd made a mistake to refuse his offer.
Maybe.
Anyway, instead of getting down to business, he called 3 colleagues into the office. During the next hour, we talked about everything except business. Football, the thunderstorm, and they asked me lots of questions about my family, life in Denmark and so on.
I suppose you got a bit frustrated.
Of course. I was impatient to start. Maybe I showed it a little. Anyway, it was lunchtime, so we went to a local restaurant. Great food, but no talk of business. So I asked them about the crime rate in Brazil, the Amazon rainforest, and what sort of government they had at the moment. But I'm afraid the topics didn't generate much discussion. They just didn't seem to want to talk about those things. But we did have a more lively discussion when we started comparing food in our 2 countries.
Ah, interesting. Food is always a good topic of conversation when you're abroad.
Yeah. We left the restaurant over 2 hours later, and then we all went to a business club. We played snooker until about 6 o'clock. It was very enjoyable, I must admit. As I was leaving to go back to my hotel, Pedro put a hand on my shoulder and said he hoped I'd enjoyed the day.
So nothing happened on the first day?
No. If we were talking about business, it was a wasted day.